fires one towards the goal. That's going to be blocked by Travis Wigeon.
Well, this is more like it.
This is Slangin' the Biscuit. Here's Travis Wigeon and Dave Wheeler.
This is the best of episode. This is probably coming as a surprise, but Happy New Year to everybody. It's New Year's Eve.
Goodbye, 2023. The future's so bright, he's got to wear shades.
It's always sunny in Coolsville. It's one of my ex-girlfriends used to always tell me. Also, here's another good story for you, since this is the best of episode. I had a girlfriend I used to have once upon a time. She was, and I've had many, many girlfriends, so this doesn't really give myself away. So she was about 6 feet, 200 pounds. And every time I would go, like, I would pick her up because she was heavy, I would grunt. So I remember one time, and we're just talking casually.
Girls hate that, by the way, just so you know.
When you grunt, when you pick them up.
Yeah.
I'm straining to try to pick you up. But so she would get sassy and piss me off sometimes, and I would say, okay, you know what? That's it. You're having a timeout. And I put her over my shoulder, and I would grunt. And so she says to me one day, she said, can you please just not make the noise when you – like grunt, but don't make any noise because you make me feel insecure when I know my 6'5", 220-pound boyfriend is struggling – to pick me up.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to make noises like that when you get older, just getting off the couch. So if you can avoid it in your earlier years, I highly recommend it.
Might be good. We need a WCB.
WCB, Workers' Compensation Board?
Workers' Comp, yeah.
Yeah, I got injured myself getting off the couch. I'm on the shelf day to day with hurt feelings.
Well, that's the perfect transition. So this is going to be the best of episode.
Yep.
So Dave and I have been together since beginning of August of 2022. Now for 2023, not every single episode did we do together. So we decided we're going to put some clips from 2022 and some of the best moments of 2023, mash it together for the best of, since everybody else from TSN, Sportsnet, every other podcast doing a best of. So we said, why don't we do exactly that?
Ours is the average of.
Well, I think, so obviously I've edited already and Dave's going to watch it and then we'll react to it after a little bit. But the development in the audio quality, in the video surroundings, and just like our chemistry on the show from a year and a half ago to now is, I think, mind-boggling. Obviously, there's some great clips, which we'll see in a second.
Well, considering that you and I were doing a show, sometimes on a different continent, sometimes in different, definitely in different cities, sometimes it was in different time zones, the fact that we were able to get a sequential show together is impressive enough.
Well, and I think like getting the chemistry down was difficult. I found with Pat Shea when him and I were doing the show before you and I linked up, it took us about 20-ish episodes to really get off and running. And I think for us as well, I would say like maybe in that 10 to 15 ballpark, you have all this radio experience. We got our chemistry dialed in. And now we're humming at like 10,000 listens every single episode for the past month and a bit.
Are those on the menu? I didn't know hummers were on the – oh, humming it. Sorry. I misunderstood that.
We're humming.
Humming it. Got it. Sorry.
Although I wouldn't mind buying a Hummer, a nice little gas guzzler.
Would you get one of those or a Cybertruck?
I'm going to go with the Hummer because I want it to burn old dinosaurs.
Oh, man, that new Cybertruck is just – it's so ugly, it's beautiful.
You see the lineup in Vancouver outside the flagship Tesla store for the Cybertrucks?
No, I haven't seen it, but I can imagine they were lined up around the corner. When they first came out, I paid the $100 to get on the waiting list, and now I'm at a point where I can't afford it. But
and you're out the $100?
About the $100. It's okay. It was well worth it to say, like, no, I'm in the waiting list, and I've been on there for like 5 years, so. Well, 7 years, actually. It's close to that. Crazy. Well,
I'm going to quote you from one of the earlier episodes. Don't worry, baby. The next SkyTrain comes around in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Public transportation is the way to go.
Old BMW, bus, metro, walk, the heel to toe express.
What's kicking off the best of episode?
So we have from the first episode we've done until now. However, we do need to give a little disclaimer to everybody watching the show. So the Patreon page, again, if you're a Patreon supporter, thank you so much. It means a lot with the financial times that everybody's in, that if you're chipping aside 5 or 10 or whatever to support us, thank you so much. We have a brand new merch store. So I've been joking about it, but I wasn't joking. There is a brand new, and you'll see in the video version of the show, a 12-pass Ridgeon mug, which is incredible. My mom died laughing when I showed her that today. We also have the official Sling the Biscuit mug, which is just a logo. Nice and clean, nice and classy. We also have 4 games, 6 teams.
That one's my favorite.
It's awesome. Now, here's the thing, though. That is a collector's item because we're also doing this best of episode because hot off the press today, my agent has 2 pokers in the fire, one over in Europe. I'm not going to say where. One in the Fed. So me and Dave decided, I don't know when and if I will report to any of these teams, and it's probably going to be a very last-minute thing. So we'd rather have something in the bank for the best of episode and just have it ready to roll and not need it than if I have to take off last second and say, hey, we're actually going to miss an episode because – not because of the holidays, but because we didn't plan appropriately. So
right.
This is why this episode is coming together. But that four games and six teams is available in mug format. We also have sweaters and hats, but there's a link in the video description for the store. And if you're a Patreon member, we have a new pricing point. So $5 gets you all the behind the scenes episode. $10 is going to get you my trading cards from Motor City, Varberg, and my other holographic printed cards, as well as the mug. For $20, you're going to get cards, a shirt, and a mug. And for $50, you're going to get cards, a mug of your choice of any of the designs, a hat, a leather patch, Sling the Biscuit hat, and that nice, comfy white sweater. Your chick's going to love it. She's definitely going to steal it from you if you have one.
Do what I'm doing. Invest, because I'm wearing a vest. I am literally in vest.
That's fantastic.
That's a good deal.
It's a dad joke.
A good deal.
I like it.
I am a dad, funny enough. So all my jokes are technically dad jokes.
Well, on that topic, let's transition to the best of. For everybody that's listened from the beginning, or if you're a recent adapter of the show, thank you so much. Without further ado, here is the best of.
They're in Vancouver. Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, happens to be there. Chad says, you got to come back to my place just outside of Van so we can play road hockey.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's go.
They play road hockey in his driveway until the wee hours of the morning. Anyone seen Kipper? He was actually getting helicoptered in from Chad Kroeger's place, and there was a helicopter landing pad on the hotel across the street, so he landed. Kipper, late night last night, you okay? Vomit all down the front of his shirt.
We found this razor underneath the sink, and we're like, huh, razors for our face, and then we've got this nice little razor for everything else. We came home from practice one time. There was our billet, and he's downstairs in our bathroom. Hey, fellas, how was practice? And we're going, oh, maybe that wasn't ours. When I go to the ATM, you know, they have that little waste basket there. I would go through those and find one that had a huge balance on it. When I was at the bar and I'd exchange numbers, I'd write my number down on the back of one of those. She ever looked at the number, she's going to flip that receipt over and go, oh, I'm calling this guy back.
I might actually go do that because I think there's a TD Bank down the street from here.
So you have one functioning eye.
Yeah.
You are the one-eyed devil in the podcasting world here.
Yep.
How did that happen?
I had my visor on, but I had it propped up. I was coming out of my zone as a defenseman, and I was looking behind me, as you always do as a defenseman. You make sure you're the last one out of the zone. And I was crossing my blue line. As I was turning my head, I took a puck in the eye, and I broke my orbital bone. I completely destroyed my eye. You can still see scarring through my eyelid. Cosmetically, I got lucky, like it's still my real eye. But they said, you literally shredded your retina. And if you think of it like a tissue paper, if you had a tear in a tissue paper and you tried to sew it up, you can't. You just end up doing more damage. That was it. I was done playing as of that moment.
My wife's father left when she was 4 years old, and she hasn't seen him since. I needed to track this guy down. And so I managed to find him, and I convinced him to go for coffee with me at a Starbucks. I'm just here to let you know that I'm going to take care of your daughter for the rest of my life, and I want you to know that she's going to be okay. He shook my hand, and he walked out the door. Oh, how sweet is that? I had ulterior motives. I wanted to see how tall he was, and I needed to know if we had kids, if I could at least have a ballpark idea of how big they were going to be.
So they dump the puck in on me, comes in full speed, snows me as hard as he can, like boom. First thing I did when the buzzer went, and I launched myself into the boards. I knocked the whole beer can pyramid over.
Kevin Bieksa, there's a story I got to share with you. I told half the story on my radio show, maybe 2004. Fedorov, younger brother of Sergei Fedorov, he, you know, takes advantage of the rookies, and he decided to pick on Kevin Bieksa.
Rookie, go get me this. Rookie, go get me that.
Bieksa goes, hey, Fedor, let me walk you to your car. So he walks him out to the parking lot and absolutely kicks the shit out of Fedorov. Threw him into his car and sent him home and walked back in.
So McDonald's offered Andrew Hammond free cheeseburgers for life. You know, life is obviously 25 years. So they had the hamburger on his mask, Ronald McDonald, Grimace. He doesn't eat McDonald's. He hates McDonald's. No interest at all having McDonald's. Yeah, he hasn't used it apparently. Speaking of not wearing a helmet, we got like five or six guys going no buckets for him.
There's a reason why Guy Lafleur combed his hair in between periods. You build your brand by being visible.
Yeah, but a lot of teams don't want you to have that brand. They want to just kind of like have you stick to the corporate formula.
Exactly. Like they don't like people who do vlogs and podcasts and stuff like that. It's crazy talk. Just shut up and put your gear on.
Have you ever seen the Tragically Hip album, Road Apples? You ever wonder what exactly a road apple is? Back in the day, like 100 years ago, before they had hockey pucks, they would take pieces of horse shit, let them freeze, and they would use those as hockey pucks.
Kind of search around through the snow like, oh, got one. And if you shot it too hard and it would hit the pads and it exploded, be like, need a new road apple. It's actually used a lot in Parliament too. Instead of saying calling people out for their BS, they'll go, that's road apples.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story. Yeah, they've used it in the House before. Not often, not as much anymore, but back in the 80s and 90s. That is road apple, sir.
The jersey tuck. Good style or bad style? I think it's absolutely mandatory.
You got to understand where the jersey tuck came from. Gretzky was on that starter and he tucked it into the one side. Now, the reason why is because when Wayne was playing minor hockey, he was playing three levels above it because it would hang down to his knees. He just took one side and tucked it into the side of his pants, so at least it rode up a little bit on the other side and it looked half normal.
Mr. Dave Wheeler, your career in radio summed up the good, the bad, and the ugly.
7 years, Power 97. I went over to the legendary 92.1 City FM. Wheeler in the morning with Philly and Rena. Then it was Wheeler in the morning with Rena, Turnbull, and Kelly Butler. From there, got very
very famously fired, was off the air for 2 years. Wheeler in the Morning with Tyler Carr and Jasmine Lane. Will this be the last incarnation? I don't know. I'm working with Travis Ridgen right now on a podcast talking hockey, you know? And luckily I've got a bit of a history in hockey and it seems to be working out pretty well right now, but I lean to you as far as being the professional hockey player out of the two
of us. First moment I ever had where I got to like meet one of my idols. I remember camping out after practice for about 2 hours. Quickie was injured. He had the groin tear from against the Buffalo Sabres. So I didn't really know if he was around or not. Out walks Jonathan Quick right in front of me. Give me the Sharpie, signed it, and he had the biggest chew. He had a spitter in his pocket. A year and a half later, I got the picture of us blown up and I brought it to him in downtown Winnipeg and said, here's a picture of me and you in Los Angeles from about a year and a half ago. Can you sign the picture?
At that point, you just give him an engagement ring. You were a fan, but that was a situation where you're like, I want to be just like Jonathan Quick.
5-6 years ago, LA Kings had a contest to be an emergency backup goalie. People seeing the viral clip of me asking out the LA Kings reporter, Caitlin Bates, did an interview with me. I asked her out live on TV. She said, oh, I have a boyfriend. I said, well, I'm not asking about your boyfriend. Besides, even if you do, you could have two. It's on the front page of the NHL.com, LA Kings website. The Kings have reposted. Like, that video exploded to 1.5 million views on YouTube. It's my most viewed video by far and changed my life. Southern U.S. fans are the craziest, most passionate hockey fans.
They are down there to see NASCAR on ice.
Here are two tough guys who have had a lot of beef over the years, and we're going to let them go out at a center ice, and then they're going to hug after and high five and on the way.
For like $20, I can go sit in a nice, cool arena where I don't have to worry about sweating if I didn't remember to bring my sheath underwear that day.
What an amazing transition. The presenting sponsor for the show from day one for every single one of those episodes you saw, even if you are not bringing your sheath underwear into the game, you're going to want to get a pair, especially for this upcoming New Year's, for the New Year's resolution. If your dick and your balls are sticking to the side of your leg, look no further than Sheath Underwear. Their bamboo mesh technology is cooling. It is comfortable. They also have the dual pouch technology. It is a segregated compartment to keep everything not touching, aerated, feeling comfortable, only from the team at Sheath Underwear right now. And if you go to the link in the video description on the YouTube version of the show or on the Apple Spotify notes, 20% off with the code BISKIT, BIZKIT 69, BISKIT 69 for the greatest pair of underwear money can buy.
Make it a New Year's resolution to take better care of your junk.
And yourself in general.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to the gym, you want to put on a little bit of muscle, you want to take care of your hair, take care of your beard. How about we start by taking care of your junk?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not sweating, not stinking.
Yep.
Only from the team at Sheath. Anyway, thank you for taking this ad break. Back to the best of montage.
Andre Vasilevsky, apparently he got the same hip surgery that I got on both of his hips. Now, he did not have any impingement or any damage. He just goes to the surgeon and says, listen, I want to be a freak. 6'4". The most dynamic, most mobile, most dominant goaltender planet.
I was working with True North Sports and Entertainment. Evander Kane, his best friend is the manager. If he happened to skip out on a bill one night and it became too much, don't worry about it, Evander. Look at all these people around. Look at all the people that you brought in. I got your tab tonight. He lived outside of his means. I remember specifically seeing him at the RBC on Portage and Arlington one day. And it's like, hey, Evander. It's like, hey, Will.
Right to the chino on McPhillips.
You're not terribly off on the interaction we had. You're not far off.
Dustin Byfuglien coming into camp for the Winnipeg Jets. The management said he needed to lose some weight. He comes in at 320, and they fired the entire strength and conditioning coach staff and the nutritional staff for that.
He could have played at 350, and he still would have dominated the game. He was just that good.
He'd probably rather be fishing than playing for the Winnipeg Jets.
That is the 100% absolute truth.
The team in Elmira couldn't afford to bring their own jerseys to the game. How funny was that?
That clip. Well,
I'll put the clip on the video version of the podcast. So the Elmira Mammoth traveled to Motor City, and I turn on the live stream on YouTube, and I see the Elmira jerseys, and I'm thinking to myself, those look awfully familiar. And then I look closer, those are the Fraser Roller Hockey jerseys. What is going on?
Yeah.
And so apparently, and obviously the Fraser Roller Hockey team plays in the big boy arena where Motor City was, and I see those jerseys on a regular basis. Went from New York to Michigan with no jerseys, showed up and said, can we borrow some jerseys? Like, what a league.
I guarantee you, halfway through that trip, he went, oh no, I know exactly where the jerseys are. And that whole time, he just had that feeling like, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I'm forgetting something. And halfway through, it's like, too late to turn around now. I guess we're going to borrow jerseys. I guarantee you, halfway through that trip, he realized that he forgot those unis. Once you see the Olympics from my point of view, they went around like tent to tent down on East Hastings, and they're like,
why don't you go visit your family? Here's a bus ticket to Regina. And they're like,
free bus ticket. Hawk this and see if I can get some more drugs.
They spent a good amount of money to make sure that that stuff was very much away from the public eye, and especially journalists.
I always thought as a kid, when Quebec wanted to separate from Canada, like they're just going to take like a crane or something, just hoist it over. I don't know whether they wanted to relocate or move.
Why
to.
Do the Newfies want Quebec to separate? I think it'll be a shorter drive to Toronto, bud. Yeah, get them out of there.
James Reimer, San Jose Sharks goaltender, refuses to wear the Pride Night jersey. San Jose Sharks paid James Reimer $2.75 million a year to stop pucks. James Reimer is an extremely religious man. I wish professional sports would leave the politics away from the game. The game is the way to escape. I come to watch hockey. Jets just squeaked into the playoffs.
Well, no, Connor Hellebuck squeaked into the playoffs.
I think he's the best goalie in the league. Like, he's the most underappreciated goalie in the league based on how shit the team is. I still want to rip off his skin and wear it to my birthday party coming up in June, in case you forgot. Now, in the city of Winnipeg, midget AAA, and then you had provincial AAA. But I never felt like I got a fair opportunity to try out and play there. I told my mom, I said, you know what, let's just use a fake address. Let's sign up in, you know, one of the areas of the city where the goaltending's awful. To try out for the team, made the Winnipeg Hawks, first ever year AAA hockey. I wanted to tell one little quick story about Laurent Brossoit. So Laurent Brossoit's dad was diagnosed with MS. His goal was, I want to play hockey at the level where I can make enough money to help my dad. He plays the Edmonton Oil Kings, signs the first NHL contract with the Calgary Flames. They give him $98,000, and that money went right to his dad to give him a better quality of life with a multiple sclerosis. And now starting in the playoffs with the Vegas Golden Knights, the pizza of the year by Stuart Skinner. Adrian Kempe had a breakaway, ended up making contact with Skinner's stick, and you see the stick snap. Catches the dumping on Dano, goes to fire it, stick bends in half. Here's the all-you-can-eat buffet in the back of the net. Mike Smith is the most underappreciated, underrated goalie, I think, of the last decade. The biggest playoff performer. 2012, carried the Yotes to the conference final against the Kings. 2018, only reason the Flames didn't get swept by the Avalanche. The Oilers last year, they fell a little bit short against the Avalanche, but that man, I thought, carried the team. He was just so good keeping them in games. Morgan Wallen, he canceled one of his concerts at the absolute last minute. I have obtained exclusive video of Morgan Wallen coming out of his dressing room, coming to tell his manager that he can't perform the show.
Felt like a get a little drink around here, do you, bud?
Bobrovsky was the man that carried them all the way there. He made so many timely saves. They got an opportunity, he shut it down. How many, you know, timely saves he made. And I mean, that 50 save performance in overtime, like, he is the reason they're in there. Eating more bullets than 50 cents. 50 saves against Toronto, 6-0 in overtime currently. Shutting the door, locking it down when the team needs a save.
How many games do you think Bobrovsky won?
Boston, you have game 7 overtime. That's a pressure cooker in Boston.
So you're going to give him the win over the guy that scored the goal to actually win the game?
Wheelbag or shoulder bag? What is the age cutoff? When can you? When can't you? I think anybody over the age of 12, if your bag has wheels, you don't. Dave, I know you got two young boys. What would you say?
Absolutely. I make them carry their golf bags.
Hockey Night in Canada has not been the same since Cherry left. Appreciate the men and women who gave their lives, paid the ultimate price for you to have freedom. Gets fired for saying that. Ron McLean threw Don Cherry under the bus. Absolute weasel, snake in the grass.
I agree. And that's why people tuned in to Coach's Corner. They tuned in to see what Don Cherry was going to say next, not Ron McLean. That's what you hired the guy for. When you play with fire, you're going to get burned. But what he got fired for was absolutely ridiculous. Paige Spiriniak. Are you familiar with her?
Yes, I'm very familiar now.
She is a stunningly beautiful woman. Like, stunning. She wears stuff to code for the golf course when she goes out and plays, but on her Instagram, she'll wear a low-cut shirt. She knows what she's doing.
How good has Aiden Hill been? Aiden Hill, his stats are just as good as Bobrovsky's. 6'6", monster goaltender. He's carrying him all the way to the promised land. He has been so good.
Aiden, if you're listening right now, I'm not calling you a flash in the pan, but right now, that's how most teams are looking at you. Jordan Binnington's another example. He gets a cup, he comes in, he's a rookie, there's no video on this guy, they don't know how to solve him, and then he's okay. Robin Darling's another one.
Scott Darling, you mean?
Scott Darling. Sorry, I went to school with a girl named Robin Darling. Scott Darling, yes.
When you pay $250,000 to go down to the Titanic, but you find out that it's not a round trip, it's only a one way.
Such a cursed voyage.
God himself could not sink this ship.
Here's proof of that again. I mean, I think it's just one of those things. Let old stories die.
Titanic 2, billionaires none. The respect and appreciation I have for the European settlers that mapped out Golden BC, Revelstoke, Banff, Canmore. These dudes came in with no trail, no nothing. Shit, we gotta eat tonight. What are we gonna do? I don't know. Somebody find a river, find a fish. And they did it for just weeks and months and years on end.
They weren't wearing Patagonia or Columbia when they were doing it either.
Matt is going in for a surgery. Wishing the best of luck. He gets so much shit by the media. The guy's got two rings and you're just some dork sitting on his couch overweight. Like, shut up. I couldn't be happier to call him a friend. I have all this free time to do whatever I want with. Healthy bodies, a healthy mind. I've been going to the gym 4 or 5 days a week, and then I take that energy home. I'm going to try to dress myself a little bit better. So I'm like a slob, you know, get new pants, get new shirt. You know, try to do up my hair, get my beard taken care of, and not have the mullet anymore. I'm just really happy. As Aaron Rodgers dubbed them, Mr. Pfizer and Taylor Swift, she is like the queen of feminism and things like she endorsed the Democrats. She has been very vocal about go get your vaccines, promoting women to do whatever they want, to not have self-accountability for bad behavior and bad actions, and as a matter of fact, saluted for degenerate behavior, and that you are not the problem with no matter what you do. It's always the man's fault, and that men suck and men are trash. And to be honest, I don't like it. You guys deserve each other. I like Aaron Rodgers. Go Jets. Trevor Bauer, former pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has officially been cleared. My next victim is the star pitcher for the Dodgers. I'm going to be a whore to get in on his $51 million of net worth. I just need daddy to choke me out to get it. He signed the biggest contract in MLB history for a pitcher at 151 smacks. Former San Diego Padres pick Jacob Nix offered her $50,000 to do this to Trevor Bauer, to bury him. Anybody making fake allegations, you deserve to rot for the rest of your life.
It is no longer a prerequisite for children playing minor hockey to have to be naked inside of a locker room before going out and playing. Now, I know when some of you think, that's a weird way to say
like,
it.
What are they going
to
have? Some guy like in shades, like a secret security, like in the room, like the hammer police? Oh, your horn's out. Put it away.
I mean, could you imagine if you were working at a
clothing store, and they said, you know, you have to put on your uniform before, and we're all going to do that in a group setting. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want to work here if I got to get naked in front of other people. That shouldn't have to be a prerequisite for this job.
Like, right kind of like down here? I should get Winnipeg tattooed on my neck. Winnipeg. On my neck.
Don't start somewhere where it's going to be right there all the time for everyone to see, because you don't even know if you're going to like it yet or not. Never get a tattoo where a judge might see it if you're wearing a suit in court.
Maybe that is the CT you kind of wear off. Anyway, let us know in the comment section. What should I get? Is that a good idea? Are you a tattoo lover? I don't know. The reason why I think transitioning to women's professional hockey from men's professional hockey is so interesting is because women are making $100,000 a year playing women's pro hockey, which is more than my entire payroll for the entire team that I play for in a calendar year. Sarah Nurse shooting on Igor Shesterkin, the best goalie in the world versus the best women's female hockey player in the world. They paid this dude to let her score because they know she's not going to score. So let's just make her look good. Igor, please move out of the way of the puck and let Sarah score so it looks good for TV.
Keep wearing that belt, man. Best women in goaltending women's hockey.
And I have the biggest ham bone in the locker room. horn is the biggest. I don't think a single hockey player out there on the planet, no matter how much you despise a guy, you would ever do that, something like that to somebody. Let's just pretend for a second you were. I don't know how you get your skate up that quickly. The guy coming across the middle gets his skate kicked out by the other player, and it comes up and then slices Adam's neck open.
I mean, look at what happened to Danny Heatley. That is a life sentence, man.
I agree. And the punishment is the fact that he has to live with that for the rest of his life. To mandate everybody to have a neck guard on, how much hockey actually gets played in the world? In 365 days. Where stuff like that happens, we're talking like a 1 in a million, 1 in a billion, like needle in a haystack.
They grandfathered in the helmet. Now they've grandfathered in the visor. Wouldn't surprise me if eventually they go to full cage and neck guard.
If you'd like to go without the neck guard, you can do that. If you want to wear it, so be it. Suffer the consequences if you make the wrong choice. I like looking cool and I like having shoulder mobility. I have to live with those consequences if something like that happens. What time is it in Withville?
I don't know. What time is it in Withville?
It's 12 past, Ridge. We don't have laundry, so I have been doing laundry at the rink. The Mississippi Coast Coliseum, I come here and I do my laundry at the rink. So some of the maintenance staff, they're kind of giving me some looks yesterday. What is this man doing in here with equipment doing laundry after practice? This does not make any sense. This blonde is like really, really hot. And I'm making eye contact with her like purposefully because I'm trying to hope if I make eye contact with her enough time, she'll look on the back of my jersey and see the last name, Google me, send me an Instagram message. It's worth a lot more than you would think.
You played in the Fed?
A couple years. Oh. A couple years. Short little couple of comments. There's so many women in the online dating market that have on their prompts in their dating bio looking for the Travis Kelce to my Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Travis.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Oh, well, I'm not as good looking or as athletic as him, but I slotted beautifully with the name Travis. I need a tall woman because a tall woman in me would generate these like NBA, MLB, NFL super babies. And if we can get just a little bit of coaching along the way, maybe a little bit of good luck from God, we'll be retired early. Like, we could be retired by 50, realistically speaking.
Don't forget, everyone's the same size laying down.
When I was a kid, I was 11 years old, and my dad would pull me out of school early to go do a figure skating class in hockey skates. Pull me out, we get in the car, we go to the rink. It's like 2:45, 3-ish. It's the coolest thing in the world. People are still at school, and I'm skating. If there was a way to do this every day for the rest of my life, I've done that for an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, every single day, and I live that childhood dream. But like that 11-year-old version of me would be so excited to know that this is what I'm doing. And I don't want to let him down, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also getting to a point where like things are changing mentally. I think more things have changed in my mind, like in my brain in the past 4 or 5 months than in my entire life. The architecture of the Winnipeg CP station off Higgins and Main.
You're right. There is a beautiful building there, the Canadian Pacific Railway building. In my opinion, it's as nice, if not a little bit nicer than the Union Station one that's on Main Street and Broadway. But my God, what a beautiful building. Like you could shoot a James Bond movie and not know that you were in the middle of the prairie.
Waterfront Station in Vancouver. I think that's my favorite station in all of Canada.
Mm.
It's the same architecture, just a little bit more upscale, obviously, in Vancouver, but just stunning. These incredible white pillars right down the hallway, some of the marbling, the brick on the exterior that the CP maroon red, obviously it matched the trains before CP kind of got rid of all the passenger service. Mm-hmm. And then on the CN side, Winnipeg Union Station has that same look that Vancouver's Pacific Central had. I love train travel personally because it's just a time machine. Like everything about it makes me feel like I'm in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. Obviously, there's been some updates to having showers in the cars and whatnot. I'm due for a train trip sometime soon, so maybe I might have to take you with me.
I've never actually been on a long-distance passenger train.
Like getting dressed up for dinner. I love the prime rib they do on the night when the train goes into Edmonton from Saskatoon. It is a timeless experience that I recommend to everybody. How bad was my mullet?
What are you talking about?
I look at the footage now versus the dude that I have now, like, that mullet, I was awful. It needed
listen,
to go a long time ago.
Here's the thing about the mullet. When they're in style, they look great, and when they're not, you always regret it. But you know what? Much like the game in Withville, you got to put it behind you. But you like the flow coming out of the back of the lid.
I did. I would compare Winnipeg to an ex-girlfriend. Let's say like I'm in Vancouver, I'm thinking,
Winnipeg. I remember our first date when we said we love each other for the first time and that trip we did and all this other kind of stuff. Those were some good times. What if we could relive that? And then you go back to Winnipeg. You call her up. Hey, baby.
Let's go for a coffee.
Let's go for dinner. I remember why this didn't work out. That's Winnipeg. That's my relationship with the city of Winnipeg. What a montage.
Oh, my God. What a year. Went by quick, didn't it?
Year and a half. Yeah, it did.
Man, and I love it that we have a timeline of your haircuts.
I went from overly aggressively long to a little shorter to more long and then to just gone.
Well, listen, I'm going to thank my wife because I went from wearing hoodies to vests. So look how much I've grown up.
And blazers, too.
And blazers, right? You know, I'm looking like somewhere in between Chris Cornell, Dave Grohl, and Keanu Reeves.
I think the audio, too. Like, the quality of the audio we've had from the beginning to now is 10 times better, obviously.
Yeah, well, again, like I said, I mean, it all depended what studio I was in and all. I mean, because keep in mind, there was times, I mean, some of those clips, I was down in Mexico. Some of them, I was in Winnipeg. You were in different parts of the country. You were in living rooms. You were in dressing rooms. So, I mean, the fact that we were able to be coherent and audible, I think is a win.
And that we've consistently, every single Sunday, except for the holidays, like last year, Christmas and New Year's, and now this year as well, mm-hmm. we've hit every single Sunday since then. Mm-hmm. Since August of 22, or, you know, August of 2022.
Outside of hockey, any resolutions?
I think, like, self-improvement. I know that was a theme in the Best Of montage. I started getting some, like, Crest white strips. I want to get, like, some whiter teeth mm-hmm. for the new year. Mm-hmm. Dress myself better. I think keeping the haircut tight and fresh every 2 to 3 weeks. Finding a new team, obviously, is number one.
Nah, I said outside of hockey.
I think I want to get better at finding more cinematic angles of drone video and video to put on top of the podcast. Mm. I also want to become a better podcaster in general. Another thing that I have on the to-do list, actually, this is top of the list, and I've noticed this through sorting through all the clips for that montage, the amount of times I say to Stahl, you know, or like. I say all those so much.
We all have crutches, man, and believe me, for a guy who edits a lot of podcasts as part of my Safety Net Studio gig, the company that my wife owns, it is such a overused transitional word. My least favorite is yano. Mm-hmm. Have you heard yano?
I say you know a lot.
No, not you know. Yeah, no. People go, yeah, no, but.
Okay, yes. The double negative, the yes,
right.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No, I.
Drives me crazy. Don't do it. Especially if you're doing a podcast. But no, honestly, man, I think it's been a great year. We've gained a lot of new viewers, a lot of new listeners, a lot of new hockey teams.
Going to be more too coming up soon. That 4 games, 6 teams mug is going to be out of date. We'll have to do an update every single time I get a new team. 4 games, 7 teams. 5 games, 7 teams.
And man, my kid's working on fractions in school right now, so I'm actually going to put your statistics in front of him and say, figure this out.
Daddy, why is this GAA so high?
This fraction doesn't work, Dad. I don't understand this. You can't have more teams than games played. That doesn't make sense.
Daddy, why does his save percentage not 9? I thought all the good goalies have a 9-3. He's got an 8-1. Well, son, he sucks.
Actually, I use sports more often than not for teaching fractions with my kids, and my younger one especially now that he's grown up. So, yeah, it's great.
I found that was one of those things that could just, like, sunk in when I was a kid. Like, you think of it in sports context mm-hmm. as opposed to Mary had 3 apple pies. She gave 1 to her friend Sally. How many? I don't give a shit about pies unless right. It's like Saskatoon berry pie. It's pretty mm-hmm. good.
Saskatoon berry pie is really good. That's my New Year's resolution. Have more Saskatoon berry pie. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
Are those berries actually from Saskatoon?
I don't know, man.
They're good. Know. They're like
I think you can find them here in Manitoba as
they're
well.
They're like a Swedish lingonberry meets blueberry.
Ooh.
I love Swedish lingonberries. So to the 3 people in Sweden that listen, I love a Swedish lingonberry. Mm. A Vekholmen lingonberry.
Have you kept up with your Swede?
I know how to say a lot of bad things, not a lot of productive things.
Would you consider, tell you what, as somebody who is still working on their third language, I haven't quite gotten Spanish up to where my French is, and I consider myself fluent in French. I wouldn't consider myself fluent in Spanish yet. If I can give anybody any advice, especially now with the technology that we have at our fingertips to be able to learn a second language, whatever one it is, do it. And if you're not going to do it, force your kids to do it. They will thank you later in life.
I want to tell you a quick story on the New Year's resolution side of things I want to get better at. So God bless my mom. She listens to the podcast every single Monday when she's working. And she also gives me a place to stay when I come home for the short period of time. I think I've been home a collective 8 weeks in the last year and a half. Collectively, mm-hmm. most of that coming from after my hip surgery. Mm-hmm. But when I'm home, sometimes she's nice to let me have her car so I can come here. So I went to go put gas in the car today. I told my mom I was going to fill the gas tank up before I go back to Vancouver. And I'm at the gas station today. I'm trying to like pry this tank out, like to pry the cap off, and it won't come out. And this lady behind me is staring at me because like she wants to get in. And then it took me about 5 minutes to realize there's a gas like cap button in the car. And I pressed it and just boop. And the lady behind me, I could see like from the inside of her cab, she's like laughing at me. And it was at that moment in time I realized, okay, you don't know everything, Travis. We got to get better here.
Oh, man. I hope I see you on Fail Army soon.
Probably on Winnipeg Wilden, to be honest with you.
That's another good one. Yeah.
I like the traffic reports they have on there sometimes, too.
Popular channel here in the prairies, for sure. Let's let everyone get back to their New Year's Eve celebrations here.
Thank you so much for an incredible part of 22 and 23 as well. Dave and I are very excited. I think I speak collectively for us to do all of 2024 with you. If there's something you'd like to hear us talk about moving forward, please let us know. We'd love to hear that in the comment section. To the Patreon members, thank you so much. The Untold Stories of Watertown and Motor City should be up very shortly. We are going to be recording this right after this. And if you listen to the show, obviously you're listening. Thank you so much. If you subscribed, Patreon member, reviews on Spotify or Apple. We're the fifth most liked hockey podcast on Spotify, by the way. I bet you didn't know that.
Pretty good.
Thank you to everybody who's been a part of that. And we can't wait to see you for 2024.